What's up? No one's here yet, so let's just keep playing pretend. I'll pretend I'm real. You can pretend you care. But remember, you can always call in to the CRAM crisis line. You can call in to the CRAM crisis center. You can always call in and tell me what's up. What's up out there, you guys in outer space? How y'all doing? You having a good Saturday night? Of course you are. Of course you are, Scroblies. It is April the 18th. It's right around 6 p.m. in the year 2026. Are you feeling lucky? Are you feeling optimistic and happy-go-lucky? Do you feel as if your ship has come in? What's up, you caca? How you doing? It's Saturday night. What you doing? Are you just hanging out? You looking for love? You looking for happiness? Do you feel lucky, baby? You got it. Well, you can call in to the CRAM crisis line. Yes, the vibes are magical. Magical vibes emanating from the what's called the Impossibilicus. The Impossibilicus is a machine at the center of the known universe. And out of the Impossibilicus becomes all of the quantum uncertainty and other types of Schrodinger bullshit. Is the Strait of Hormuz open? Is the Strait of Hormuz closed? Is the Strait of Hormuz a real place at all? What if it's your colon? What if this whole thing is your colon? You're in a coma. You've been in a coma for 23 years. And I'm a figment of your bullshit. That's what the Impossibilicus says. Anything can and will tear you in half. I don't know if the Strait of Hormuz even exists, Yakaka. It might not even be there. I've never been to Paris. It might not be there. I've never met you before. You might not be there. I'm sorry for being a dick. No, I'm not. Yes, yes, we met on Karg Island. It was 1962. We were battling the Third Red Army, and they wanted to kick our butts, but we had rocket launchers, and we had 357 Magnums, and we had Molotov cocktails, and we had concertina wire. And we were on fire. ¶¶ Yeah, dude, I don't know where everybody is. I'm not sure. Are we keeping up with the thread? Are they even there? Are they real? We're real, right? Because we met in the 1960s. Yeah, we'll have to call our Fed friends, really. Because as far as live streams go, not a lot going on here. It's been about, 20 minutes, right? Hey Ron, how you doing? You've been busy with the chickadees? You can call in to the crisis line and just tell me whatever bullshit you want to. If not, I'm just going to randomly dial people, I think. Why not just randomly dial motherfuckers? Hey, how you doing? You want to talk to me? Sure. Let's talk. I ain't got no friends. What's up? Tell me what's going on. Why am I here? Why are you here? Because this is how we're spending the last hours, right? Isn't that the case? Something ugly covered in greases, something black is walking along the path. There is the ghost of a widow. There is a lost sea captain. Something ugly. Something's coming, baby. Something dark and scary. It's really hairy. It has long claws. It smells of sulfur and greases. It never calls its nieces. Something wicked. That's right, Ron. Something wicked and ugly and scary and hairy. We'll call him Dangerous Larry. Dangerous Larry is coming from the east. Dangerous Larry has a girlfriend with yeast. Dangerous Larry has become a beast. And he's coming for you. And he's coming for me. Dangerous Larry, the hairy, scary, you know, Careberry, right? I don't know. Something's coming, baby. Maybe, right? Or maybe this is all a simulation. Or you're in a coma. You had a stroke. I'm not real, but you might be. Come on, someone call into the crisis line. Scary Larry, that's right, McBerry. You caca. Yeah, I don't know about Scary Larry. But it does seem like something's headed our way. And it doesn't really have a shape yet. And it feels like a cloud of smoke right now because we haven't seen the red cow. Is that right? The red heifer? And when the red moon glows really bright, it'll be quite a sight. And they'll make sacrifice. The worshippers of the fly lord, that's Beelzebub, we'll say, hey, pal, hey, bub, you know, you guys didn't see that, but a ghost just moved my jacket, and that's, well, it's a demon, really. Yes, the demons are coming for me, that's okay. I'm covered in germs and greases. And amoebic dysentery, so I'm okay, I'm protected. Thank you. Scary Larry, come on over. It's Saturday night. Someone, come on. You can call in about your problems. It's a CRAM crisis center. But Dan, I showed up at 42 minutes in. I know you did. That's why I'll be here for 44 minutes. And I said, well, I was here at 45 after, and I know. That's why I'm here until 55 after. But Dan, I showed up. I know. Everybody says stuff after the fact. Man, I think I played the keyboard too hard today. That's okay. I still suck. I still suck. No matter how hard I play, I still suck. I know two chords. I know three chords. I know the notes. I totally suck. To the crisis line. Pick up the phone. Nobody, literally fucking nobody, is ahead of you. No one. Oh shit, it sounds like the crisis line. Shall we believe, my friends, that the crisis line is online here? I think so. Hello?
Hello? Hello.
How you doing? Eh, you know. Could be worse, dude. Could be a lot worse.
Same shit, different day, huh?
Pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Is something coming, or
is it all in my head? Hey, can you speak up? Can you speak up a little bit louder? On the audio side, it's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm really sorry. I won't let it happen again.
It's okay.
No, really, I apologize.
Dude, you're forgiven for all crimes. All crimes, you're forgiven.
Yeah.
Take your pain and take your sadness and take your rage and put it into a can and then launch the can into the river.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, when did the war start?
February the 28th.
I mean, I kind of been taking a break for a while from keeping tabs on everything because I just don't see the utility.
I get it, but you know, that's why I would like to talk about anything but Iran, to tell you the truth.
No, I'm just saying, like, I haven't noticed any, like, real difference day to day other than, like, my weekly gas bill went up, like, 10, 15 bucks.
Right.
Other than that, like, I don't know if I'm stretching when I see other things and I'm trying to connect it all, but I don't see, nobody seems to be panicking. Nothing seems to be changing.
No, this is why I got to tip my hat to the people that control the narrative, because no one is really panicking, dude. Here's the thing. Over Easter, I was having a conversation with a family member, and the comment I made was, it seems like everybody's been hit in the head with a fish whacker.
Right. You know, yeah.
They're stunned. I think people are stunned. I think this is a Wile E. Coyote moment. If any of the shit we're being told is real, prices are going to go up a lot this year, and Americans aren't even mentally processing that yet. And I'll tell you, they're doing a great job of managing it so far, but that just means on the other side, it's going to be very discontinuous. And that's, other side's not that far away. So I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, I guess time will tell.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about? If we're, you know, what's your subject for tonight?
Fuck, I don't even know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. they're still spraying.
Yeah.
That's what that is, too. See that every day.
Yeah, that might be the real news, dude.
And then, oh, you know what? Maybe in support of your narrative about the wet bulb summer, we're going to have over here on the East Coast, it was like 95 degrees. We had like a flash warm up where it was, we've been kind of like cold. We've been in like the 40s and 50s, and it's been blustery and cold.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're 90 something degrees, and like everything just came alive. It was like summer. And then at nighttime, it was in the 50s, 60s, well, like the 60s. So it's like July.
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, we're couldn't cool down again, you know? And I think it was actually Zero Hedge, I saw it, but they said, yeah, they got a polar vortex blob, and they had the little projection, like the time lapse, and you can see all of a sudden this cold air mass is coming down over the U.S., and then one of them breaks off over the Pacific coast and just spinning and swirling, and it just seems like
bullshit.
It seems a little weird. Yeah.
It seems like bullshit to me. It's
it seems a little weird.
Yeah.
And
I don't mean the cold isn't happening. It's like when we get cold here, but you can tell it's different. It's like you breathe it in and you feel like your lungs are being dry cleaned.
Well, you know, it's just things do seem kind of dry, even though we get rain. Like it just, you know, everything. Like I dig through the dirt in the little garden beds, and like it just warmed up, but like it just doesn't seem as like lively, you know what I mean? Like even though it's mulched and it should be it's moist, like it's not a lot going on. But I mean, I don't know, like maybe my topic for tonight is just not really not knowing and not being able to really be sure.
Well, can I ask you a dumb question then?
Sure.
Given the information you have, what can you do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the biggest threats to me right now is if I don't pay my bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just keep making money.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, I try to save it and think about, like, you know, can I buy some property? You know what I mean? And then what can I do with it, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but that's the thing. I honestly, man, I'm a doomer. I've been a doomer since I was like a teenager. So it's been 20 plus years. But it's like I keep waiting for some catastrophe and then it never seems to materialize, you know?
Well, I mean, this is where I'm coming from. I more or less believed 10 years ago that things would start falling apart right about now. And and frankly, nothing about my timeline in general has been way off. So I hear what you're saying, but I'm not that shocked by what I'm seeing is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it depends on what class you're into, you know? Like if you're towards the bottom, like rungs, then you're really feeling it.
Yeah, but a lot of people, I mean, dude, a lot of people are on that bottom rung, dude. And it's not just, and in the United States, our bottom rung is way above the rest of the fucking world.
Yeah, of course. But still, what I see is just people never having enough money to cover, and then they work, it's gone. They work, it's gone. Yeah. Everything's on, they have to use a credit card, and then they got to pay that off, and then they got to borrow from here, and they got to go to here. And, you know, it's like, it's a never ending, there's no advancement in that.
But can I give you some perspective?
Sure.
Prior to when I was a kid, most people I knew didn't use credit cards. Do you believe me when I say that? So I'm 56 years old. When I was a kid, the credit card thing really took off right after Nixon closed the gold window.
Well, I guess it's not surprising, is it?
No. And so everything has kind of followed a nonlinear path. And the thing about nonlinear systems is they can seem gradual at first. Like if you take 1 over x and x is a big number, it can almost seem like a flat line. It's only when x gets really close to 0 that that number explodes. Nonlinear systems are like that, dude. I think that, right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I would say that it's the gradual slide started probably like 2010. It started slide. That's when, like, okay, there was a little golden period there for, and then it started to slide. And then the sliding has, like you said, there's been little accelerations and then reprieves. And then, it has been gradual enough that people haven't really seemed to, like, grasp it. But, like, at least where I'm out here, it's all Rust Belt. So it's all pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But it's been this way for 15 years now. So it's like, okay, well, it changed so slow that people didn't really, it's like they're able to compensate. But like you said, like, when's the shock come? You know, when's the sudden drop, you know? But I wonder, like, I wanted to say, like, I mean, look at, like, Russia. And I've worked with some Russian people, and they said that, yeah, my parents were pensioners, and they watched their whole life savings, like, go up in smoke in, like, the 90s.
Yes.
And they had nothing.
And can I just say something? Yeah, I studied stuff in graduate school. It happened really fast. I mean, in a lot of ways, if you want to be an optimist, do you want to be an optimist? Would you like an optimistic perspective? Okay, so if you want to be an optimist, Donald Trump is our Boris Yeltsin.
Right.
That's it. And in a way, he's like Gorbachev too. He is a manifestation of the end of empire. And the only question you have to ask is, when the U.S. dollar empire fails, will it implode or explode? Okay, what do you think? Implosion means like what happened to the Soviet Union, okay? Or what happened to the Western Roman Empire in the 5th century A.D., explosion is like what happened to the Ottoman Empire and the Austro-Hungarian Empire prior to World War I. So what do you think? Do you think we're going to implode or explode?
I don't know. I'm not versed enough to answer that question on the fly like that. But
it's okay.
I guess when I brought up Russia, I was saying, like, well, that all happened back then. And fast forward 30 years, I mean, they're still there.
Yeah, but, they're still there.
You see videos, like, there's a guy on YouTube who was driving around, and I don't know his name, but he's Russian speaking, but he's got a big, fluffy, blonde, like, afro and a blonde beard. I don't know. You'll know him if you see him. He walks and narrates, but he goes around Russia and he looks at all the peripheral places. And they've got some new buildings, but there's no, like, plumbing and, like, it's just, they look like bombed out ghettos like we have over here.
Sure.
So it's like, yeah, like, okay, like, I guess we might have gone through the same process in a way, but
we haven't. I don't think we've gotten there yet.
I just wonder, like, you know,
in terms of, if we want to compare ourselves to the Soviet Union, this is like the late 1980s. We're not at the point yet where the party has failed.
Well, I guess my point is that even after the party failed, they're still limping along in some capacity.
Absolutely. And what I would tell you is that if it weren't for the petrodollar, our situation wouldn't be that bad. But because our kind of toxic paper assets are everywhere, this is not going to be pretty. Almost the whole world holds the check. It's not just us. It's kind of like that old saying about banks.
Yeah.
I owe the bank $10,000, that's my problem. If I owe the bank $10 billion, that's the bank's problem. And right now, sure, the bank is the rest of the world.
Mm.
It is.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry I have to cut you short. I am at work. I stepped out for a second, but
that's okay.
I gotta do something. But I mean, I don't really have much to say. Just checking in.
Well, I'm glad you did, because
I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you too. It's like, you know, if it weren't for you, no one would call.
Well, I don't want to hog it either.
No, you're not hogging nothing, man. I
did catch some of the call yesterday. I couldn't catch the live stream, but
yeah. Well, you know, that's why I record it and put it on Rumble and Spotify and on my own site for all the 10, 2, 3 people. you know. I think since 2013, I probably put several thousand hours into this podcast, and I've amassed 5 or 6 real people. That's called success. That's success. Anyways, I know you got to go.
Well, man, I'll be listening in. So hope somebody else just call. Just say something.
Say something. Prove you exist, right? It's all good.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice to hear from him. Good guy. Good guy, good dude. We're always happy to hear from really cool dudes and folks. Really. We're just really happy. No, Ron, I'm glad you typed something. It counts. You count. You count, Ron. I'm giving you a hug. I'm sending all of you a hug. I'm hugging you, hugging me. We're hugging each other. It's all good. Do not worry about it. But if you want to call in to the CRAM crisis line, you can. Call in. Whatever your problems are, we're here to help. We are here to help, you know? You know, Shad, that's a really good question, and I'm going to adjust the microphone here. Maybe it's too binary to say implode or explode. It could be something in between. It's like when people talk about the possibility of a U.S. Civil War number 2. I don't think that's super likely, because if it was going to happen, it should have happened many, many years ago. I don't think it's going to happen. However, could we experience a kind of soft civil war or divorce? Yeah. In 10 years, we could be a few different countries. Frankly, in 10 years, if this thing unravels, China could be a couple different countries. I know that's a radical statement, but people are way overestimating the stability of China. In 200 years of modern Chinese history, they spent more than half of that time in civil war. In fact, their ground state is decentralized and chaotic. There's an old saying in China, the emperor's beyond the mountains and far, far away. So who knows? I, for one, 100% want to be wrong. I, for one, kind of hope I'm paranoid schizophrenic. I believe they've been lying about something so big that they would gaslight billions of people for more than half a decade. Me personally, I thought Bo Blimp Doc would be over 18 months ago. So it's a bit surprising that we're into the year 6-7. You know, 6-7, right? You can call in if you want to the crisis line, the CRAM crisis line, and we can talk about anything. I mean it. Anything at all, any kind of crap. I don't need to talk about Iran because it doesn't really seem like it exists. It seems too dumb to exist. I don't mean the nation of Iran. I mean this entire conflict. It looks absurd. It looks like they have a dial attached to it, just like the fucking COVID monkey herpes. Turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. Do the hokey pokey. Spin all around, Simon says. And my friend in Utah thinks it could be a worse op than COVID, and he could be right if it's an op. If it's legit or somewhere in between, I don't know how we would figure that out, people like us. The only thing we can figure out is the price of eggs and ground beef. And so far, so good. We're all holding on. The food prices haven't gone up that much yet, a little. The fuel prices have gone up, but not enough yet to really break people's backs, I don't think. But then, if any of this is real, the petrodollar's dead. And I don't think people realize how much of a bonus the petrodollar is to the average American. Yes, we have a crooked government. Oh, of course we do. Yes, we have a central bank. Of course they steal from us. If you take away the petrodollar, that little bit of benefit we get on the pricing side is gone. And all that's left is the printed money. And it's not going to go as far as it used to. So if it is just a failure of the petrodollar, within a year, prices will double on almost everything. And that's being bright-siding. That's being optimistic. Everything I've ever read about the collapse of the dollar says it's worse than that. But if you want to be an optimist, expect prices to double, at least. And your wages and salaries won't. Yes, Shad, it goes to 11. Call on in. The phone's open. You can call in to the CRAM crisis line. Well, we've been here for about an hour, and we did talk to a friend of ours, and that was great. Thank you for calling in. We love to hear that East Coast accent. We love that grittiness that is that East Coast perspective. Anybody have any other questions? Because I feel like I'm almost mostly talking to myself here, you know, just saying. That's true, Ron. If a crazy old dude plays a keyboard in a really shitty way in the forest, does it make a noise? And the answer is, it makes a terrible fucking noise. Thank you. So it's an hour and 14 minutes in, and seems like a lot of people are busy. In general, we never get more than 6 or 7. It makes sense that that's the case. If nobody wants to call in, I'm just going to say goodbye and simply say this. I'm not going to do some professed act of faith as a way of demonstrating some sort of behavior. I won't do that today. But I will ask in this crazy time of ours to remember some things. Number one, you're not dead yet. And I'm not dead yet. Number two, there are so many things in this world that are beautiful and wonderful. That's true. That are worth living for. Maybe even in many cases worth dying for. Number three, there are a lot of people in your life, believe it or not, and you may not know them really, but they depend upon you. And so if you ever ask yourself, is it important that I'm here? Is it important that I'm here right now? Am I helping in any way whatsoever? Well, the answer is you are. I don't mean the fakers. I don't mean the stalkers. I have tons of those. Way more stalkers and fakers than friends. But that's the other thing, maybe number four. One friend, one real friend is worth it all. One real friend that'll be there for you is worth all the bullshit. And sometimes the friend is family, and sometimes it's not. So if no one's going to call in, I think we're done for today. Who knows? If I'm in a good mood, maybe we'll try this again tomorrow, but probably not. Hang in there, you know? Do the best you can. You guys have a good one.